I'm Anjui James Soyes with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, January 30. Coming up, Jamaica to receive second tranche from Green Climate Fund, no threat of closure for scrap metal trade, and high school students now able to pursue associate degrees at UCC. The news in detail after this message.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its national security strategy. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Now the news. The government has signed an agreement with the United Nations UN for the implementation of the second tranche of the Green Climate Fund GCF. The GCF readiness grant, valued at $582,000, will be used to fund the development and implementation of climate change mitigation strategies by the private sector. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says the agreement follows a meeting with representatives of the UN and the private sector to discuss climate change financing challenges and opportunities.
Activities have been initiated and we'll be engaging the public, including the media, as we implement. The readiness support for the GCF could be considered as first steps in a journey towards larger financing. You have our total support and we'd like to be involved from the concept stage to the implementation to ensure that we get it right the first time and that businesses and indeed the country benefit from the resources of the Green Climate Fund and any other financing options regarding climate change.
The first rollout of the GCF, worth $300,000, was made available in October 2017 to allow for the engagement of consultants in climate and development finance to provide technical support to the ministry's climate change division. Meanwhile, the government is undergoing the process to have three state agencies accredited as National Implementing Entities, NEIs, under the United Nations Green Climate Fund, GCF. The accreditation will allow the agencies to forge direct partnerships with the GCF, allowing for greater efficiency in the execution of projects going forward. The three agencies are the Planning Institute of Jamaica, the Development Bank of Jamaica, and the Jamaica Social Investment Fund.
In the future, these agencies will be able to implement projects guided by the fund's investment framework and Jamaica's priority for implementing mitigation and adaptation activities, both in the public and private sector.
Minister with responsibility for the Climate Change Division in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz. Mr. Vaz made the announcement at a GCF signing ceremony held at Jamaica House on Monday. High school students can now pursue accredited associate degrees at the University of the Commonwealth Caribbean, UCC. This as the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with UCC to roll out the Early College and Advanced Placement High School Program. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Will Reed says the program will reduce the cost of tertiary education in Jamaica.
It is very creative, it is aligned with the government's strategy, it is very timely, it is very necessary, it is indeed revolutionary. I am proud to be here today to witness it, to validate it, to launch it, to promote it, and I wish for you all every success.
Minister Reid was speaking at the ceremony for the MOU signing recently. The Early College and Advanced Placement High School program will enable students to access UCC-accredited associate degrees or those accredited by the ministry in occupational studies targeted to specific expanding and emerging industries. The initiative is set to begin in September with a pilot in 50 high schools across 10 parishes and targeting 5,000 grade 11 graduates. And Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says there are no plans to halt the scrap metal trade despite a recent incident where brass bearings valued at some $15 million were stolen from the Worthy Park Sugar Estate in St. Catherine. Mr. Samuda says he is satisfied that all the necessary safeguards are in place to regulate the sector. He adds that the sector worth an estimated $5 million is important and useful for small business operators.
We will just be more vigilant and we will solicit the support of all the key players and stakeholders. I've already myself been in touch
Persons wishing to export brass in the scrap metal industry are now required to obtain a specific license from the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.